There are always lessons to be learned from studying history. The total and complete collapse of the American imperialist project in Afghanistan is one of those moments. When we look at this situation, what comes to mind is the decision of former President Barack Obama to put more troops in Afghanistan than the Soviet Union and claim this was part of his audacity of hope. Victory was promised. Great things were to happen. But it was all a lie. It was all a lie. And it didn't work. Victory did not occur. And now the whole situation has totally collapsed. It's time to take a further look at the whole Obama situation. Obama did more to promote fracking of oil and gas than Trump. Natural gas is much more dangerous in the short term to climate change than coal. Thus, Obama took actions that had truly devastating consequences for the global environment. In terms of foreign policy, Biden today talks about the League of Democracies. Well, let's look at Obama's track record as far as that's concerned. First, we have the lunatic decision to send vast numbers of U.S. imperial troops to Afghanistan on a fool's errand. But it gets worse. In 2011, under totally fraudulent pretenses, the U.S. attacked Libya and destroyed the regime of Muammar Gaddafi, plunging Libya and most of North Africa into a total state of chaos and disaster. We could go further that an Islamic government was legally elected in Egypt, and Obama, in conjunction with that paragon of democracy, Saudi Arabia, organized a coup, a military coup, which crushed the democracy. In the case of Syria, Obama organized a plot with Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar to invade Syria and take it over and try to turn it into a U.S. puppet state. The death toll is 700,000 and counting. It was a total disaster. Obama made the decision to support Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen in 2015, a total disaster. Death toll 200,000 and counting. And the current Secretary of State, a man who keeps talking about how he wants America to be back, went to Saudi Arabia at the beginning of the war and endorsed this campaign and endorsed arms sales, which included cluster bombs, which are bombs that explode and are designed to kill civilians, including children. He thought that was a very good thing about American foreign policy. On a more disturbing note, Obama tried to overthrow the government of Ukraine, plunging the U.S. into a new Cold War with Russia, which is still with us. So it really wasn't the greatest situation. At home, Obama deserves some credit for passing a health care plan that was to the right of Governor Romney's plan, a plan that was invented by the conservative health care, conservative Heritage Foundation. Something's better than nothing, perhaps, but it's certainly a hardly very inspiring choice. Meanwhile, Obama scoffed at and laughed at working class people who were going through hell. Millions were evicted from their homes while he bailed out the banks. So that really wasn't the greatest situation. And right before Afghanistan collapsed, we had the spectacle of the former president partying away without a mask at a luxurious party at his multi-million-dollar home in Martha's Vineyard, a home that will be certainly washed away if we have any global warming, showing his total disregard for what he claimed to believe. So this is not inspiring, but we need to, the reason for this lecture is that President Biden has stated that he wants a League of Democracies. He wants democracy to be back. So we need to go back and look at some of the past actions of democracies in accordance with the kind of political fraud and stupidity that Obama promoted. And we find a really good example, which was France in 1914. Now let's just analyze, because we've got to get the spirit of the democracies here, right? We got to do this. So let's just analyze France in 1914 in terms of military policy. There was a revolution in military technology before 1914. And most armies of the world were realizing that you needed to have soldiers who were difficult to shoot. A very shocking idea, right? So they should switch over to camouflaged uniforms and so on. But France had a different idea. France adopted the Barack Obama vision of the audacity of hope. They had this concept of elan, audacity, that it was the morale of the French troops, the audacity of hope, that was going to produce victory. So when military reformers tried to put through the idea of eliminating the red pantaloons, which made these people perfect targets for German machine gunners, the absolute uproar broke up, because this would affect the audacity of hope. And indeed, the poor guy who recommended this was denounced in the French Parliament as being all but a total and complete traitor. And they made it clear that the red pantaloons, c'est la France, that was France. So the idea of not wearing red pantaloons was promptly squelched. Now, it gets better, because the mentality of the audacity of hope also had another thing. The French armies across Europe were realizing that with the growth of heavy artillery and the shrapnel that would come flying through the air in modern battle, that steel helmets were necessary. But this, there was a big problem with this kind of thinking as far as the French military leadership and the French nationalist politicians were, that this went against the audacity of hope, because they said, again, you didn't need this. You had the French little cloth cap, the kepis, were going to be the solution. So that got voted down too. The end result was a good part of the French soldiers had their brains blown out. That was the ones who didn't get machine gunned by the Germans as German shrapnel exploded over their head. So this is a kind of analysis that we need to look at in terms of history, where delusion in democracy leads to disaster. Now, President Biden and his foreign policy team keep telling us that America is back. We're back. But back doing what? That's the question. Obviously, Mr. Biden is better than a racist psychopath in the form of Mr. Donald Trump. And insofar as America is any kind of example for democracy, it's a little hard to see, since two of the last American presidents were selected. They weren't elected. They lost the election, but got put into office due to America's idiotic electoral college system. So there's an issue right there. But we would certainly agree that Mr. Biden is better than Mr. Trump. But that's part of what we regard as the very frightening legacy of Mr. Trump, that he's lowered the bar for performance, that being better than Trump is some kind of achievement. It is not. It is what this is all part of a system that is failing. And as we look at the process of America being, quote, back, unfortunately, Biden's alliance of the rich nations, the so-called League of Democracies, or is it League of Plutocracies, we're not quite sure, seems to be up to a lot of the same no good behavior that they were in the past, ripping off the rest of the planet to enrich themselves, which has been the situation with the COVID vaccines, where they have hogged 80% or more of the vaccine supply for their own countries, leaving the poor to die. Now, as usual, there's a lot of hot air about caring and so on and so forth, but hot air about caring isn't a solution to COVID. Vaccines are. That's a fact. Now, some people might disagree. Maybe they'd say, maybe we could have an Audacity of Hope campaign against the vaccine, against the COVID thing. We don't think that's going to be very helpful. So what all this does is to raise questions about this whole campaign of this alliance of democracies, which also seems to be a code word for a military and imperialist campaign against not just Russia, but also China, since President Biden has failed to repeal almost any of the dangerous policies of Trump towards China, policies which could be considered acts of war. So we did this lecture to create historical perspectives. That's what we need to have. And a final point will be the pathetic attempt by Biden at the summit of the G7 to revive the Atlantic Charter from World War II. Let's just look at the Atlantic Charter. After Roosevelt and Churchill signed it, Churchill went back to England and formally repudiated it insofar as it related to the British racist colonial control of its colonies. Today, Mr. Biden is allying himself with Mr. Boris Johnson, who is one of the key advocates of the racist Brexit nightmare. So it seems like the more things change, the more things remain the same. However, all this suggests that the world needs to look at this League of Democracies with, shall we say, a great deal of skepticism, if not, in terms of consumer rights, a buyer beware mentality. That's what they need to do. And we will keep following this as this unfolds. However, there are alarming signs that what we see here is what visionaries like Du Bois and Nkrumah predicted, that colonialism is being replaced by neocolonialism. We just need to keep that in mind.